Welcome back. This is Jen T at Blessed Cause. Something just has not been right ever since I came out and said that I was for Romney. I was so impressed with the campaign promises, but with more research...
I believe that abortion should be safe and legal in this country. I have since the time that my mom took that position when she ran in 1970 as a U.S. Senate candidate. I believe that since Roe v. Wade has been the law for 20 years, that we should sustain and support it. And I sustain and support that law and the right of a woman to make that choice.
And with regards to this issue of age of consent, it is currently 18 years old. If one wants to have an abortion younger than that, one must have the permission of one parent. And if a parent doesn't go along, one can go to a judge or justice to get that permission. I will preserve and protect a woman's right to choose and am devoted and dedicated to honoring my word in that regard. I will not change any provisions of Massachusetts's pro-choice laws. Now, I want the voters to know exactly where I'm going to stand as governor, and that is I am not going to change our pro-choice laws in Massachusetts in any way.
How come the other candidates in the primaries didn't come up with this? Why weren't these played over and over again? Maybe I'm just in California and nobody bothered to give us the commercials, but I never heard any of this. Did you?
I will preserve them. I will protect them. I will enforce them. And therefore, I'm not going to make any changes which would make it more difficult for a woman to make that choice herself.
Mr. Romney, you say you're a moderate on social issues, one who will defend abortion rights, equal rights for women, for blacks, and for gays. In fact, you say you will do more to promote gay rights than Senator Kennedy. You also sit on the National Executive Board of the Boy Scouts of America, which has an exclusionary policy banning gay members. Do you support that policy? And if not, have you ever done anything as a board member to oppose it?
I believe that the Boy Scouts of America does a wonderful service for this country. I support the right of the Boy Scouts of America to decide what it wants to do on that issue. I feel that all people should be allowed to participate in the Boy Scouts regardless of their sexual orientation.
I think people recognize that I'm not a partisan Republican, that I'm someone who is moderate and that my views are progressive.
Well, I think you hit a reset button for the fall campaign. Everything changes. It's almost like an Etch-a-Sketch. You can kind of shake it up and we start all over again.
These are outdated, but people don't completely turn around like that. You know they don't.
In fact, you say you will do more to promote gay rights than Senator Kennedy.
It just feels like these candidates, they appeal to their base, they say whatever they have to say. But what actually happens seems to be consistent, like there's a third party between the two, and they toe that line, and the promises are just promises in the wind.
A parent doesn't go along, one can go to a judge or justice to get that permission.
It just seems like we keep getting marched down the same road, and the players just... change places?
So when asked, will I preserve and protect a woman's right to choose, I make an unequivocal answer, yes.
So anyway, when they had the Republican convention, I was very excited. Jeb Bush got up there. He was talking about, be still my beating heart, parental rights, parental choice. And oh, that is just such sweet words. He was saying exactly what I wanted to hear.
Let's give every parent in America a choice about where their child's... attend school.
We should be able to choose what kind of schools, how our children should be raised. I am so concerned about what our government is threatening to do if we don't have our kids going to their little indoctrination centers. So I know there's so many people, so many moms and dads just like me. So Jeb Bush comes out, Governor Jeb Bush. He says all the things I want to hear. He's saying Romney is for this. So I look around and Romney's saying the same things. He's saying,
as president, I'll be a champion of real education reform in this country, and I won't let any special interest get in the way.
Finally, it seems like there's a break. There's somebody who's got the same enthusiasm, in fact, a lot of enthusiasm. Romney was up there really, really shouting about how he was going to change it all up. So imagine my shock and surprise when I start researching about Mitt Romney after I said all this. I mean, really looking in places that I didn't want to look before, because every time anybody said anything against Mitt Romney, you just assume that there's some kind of liberal left tainted, gonna twist everything spin zone, as Bill O'Reilly says. So you just kind of dismiss all the stuff like, oh yeah, yeah, you just don't want him to win. You'd rather have the Marxist. You'd rather have the baby butcher. You'd rather, you know, you just drown it out because it's down to Mitt Romney now, and anything would be better than the Marxist. The thing that got me was, for, 10 years now, there has been an organization in Massachusetts called Mass Resistance. They have been the champion of school children. They were the ones, it was a member of Mass Resistance that years ago tape recorded what they were teaching them in public school and exposed the whole thing, even though it cost dearly. I mean, there was a lawsuit because the kid had a tape recorder and the person didn't know they were being tape recorded when they said the most ungodly things. Just Google the word Fistgate, and I can't even talk about the things that they were teaching those kids. It was a symposium and telling kids to try it and nudging them that way and pushing them, and it is shocking what they were teaching kids. So, Mass Resistance, I have admired them for years. I know for a fact they are not some kind of liberal plants to sway your vote and to say, yeah, but did you know this? Did you know that? So you have to be careful who you listen to. And, you know, all we know is what we see and hear. The media does have a huge impact on us. So this group, Mass Resistance, who has had some major big battles and have a true heart for the kids, I looked at their website. It seems like a lot of roads were pointing back to them about Mitt Romney, who was their governor, who they watched what he did closely. And I'm telling you, the mask is off. That man is not anyone I want to see in office. And he'd be doing it in the name of, Mormonism, which I really still don't know all that much about Mormonism. I'm horrified. There are some things that I've read, not from Mass Resistance, but I've heard some out there rumors, like the reason he wants to cover up his tax returns is because people would know that he was making money on, I can't even say it, it's so crazy, but we need to look outside of mainstream media to see who our candidates are. But if you're voting for him because you think he's pro-life, if you're voting for him because you think he's going to protect our kids in public schools, if you're voting for him because he's not at least not a Marxist, there is a lot of evidence that is pointing directly in the other way. So be forewarned. And I'm extremely upset because I'm happy that there is a Fox News. I am happy that there is a conservative side. But you know what? I've noticed for a long time that they have their own agenda. They keep pushing out Fox News. Yes, Fox News keeps putting out there that all the polls are showing that gay marriage is coming. You might as well give it up. Gay marriage is coming. Haven't you ever wondered why Fox News never really addresses the situation or Fistgate? Did you ever hear about that except for from people like me who aren't on the pay grade? There is some very dubious things going on in this country, and we all know it. And I was hoping that Mitt Romney was possibly. It's just so easy. You just want to believe it. So you hear the words and you just, yes, he gets it. At least he's saying the words. It's all a crock. Do the research. They say he's just evolving. I don't believe it. You don't go from one extreme to the other like that. And even if you did, it's like, how can you just switch around like that? So now this leads me to say something that I really don't want to say. Because every time, Ron Paul. Yep, I said it. I don't like listening to his voice. I don't like that the people who believe in him are just so fanatical about him that you don't really want to be associated. Listen to me, I'm completely fanatic for the Lord, but you know, I didn't want to be thought of as being in that camp, except that I've got to tell you something that happened. I read all this stuff and I said, Lord, I was praying. I said, Lord, I was just so disappointed. And I always go to him for comfort. And it was like, oh, Abba, there's no one to vote for. I mean, who are we going to vote for if not Mitt Romney? Ron Paul? I don't really know that much about him. But my biggest thing about Ron Paul is how he would downsize our military. I was like, Lord, you know, that would just be crazy. There's all these people that would just love to take us out. And a lot of people, I have been banging the drum for years about Islam. Islam is all about dominance. Iran is on the verge of a nuke. As soon as they really get their hands on one, oh my goodness, we need a military. At least that's what I thought. And hear me out. I'm a military mom. And I don't think that means my son gets out of the military. I think that means my son gets put out there without a weapon in his hand and no one to cover his back. He'll be one of the few left out there to defend a country with no resources, with no backup, with no strength. He'll be out there on his own, a target for all the wrath of people who are so angry at us. So I'm really not thinking wrong. Paul is who I want in office, and I brought it before the Lord. And I was just so discouraged, and I said, Father, what are we going to do? There's no one to vote for. You know, I'm so grieved. The kids in public school, they're just going to continue to be brainwashed with all the garbage that they want to teach them. And I said, Lord, who is there? There's Ron Paul. He's gonna gut the military. He says so. And you know what? You know what flooded me, hit me? It was all the Bible stories. It was like they all piled in at once. It was his answer. Did you ever read about Gideon? I think they were on the run from a huge army, or they wanted to take on an army. The Lord was telling him to take on an army. And he had, I don't know, 20,000 people. And the Lord, he just told him to take them down to a river. And everybody who kept an eye on the horizon and drank carefully so they could see if there was any enemy about, those were the ones he was to keep. He was supposed to send everybody else home. I think he whittled him down to like 300 men. And then the Lord finally said, okay, that's enough. Let's go get that huge army with this little tiny, you know, the Lord purposely whittled down the army to almost nothing. And of course, they kicked butt. And when they tried to kick butt on a little country that they thought they could easily snuff out without even talking to the Lord about it, that's when they got spanked. So, you know, it's really not about the size of the army, it's about the Lord and if he is with us or not. It would take a miracle, I think, with all of the media behind Mitt Romney or Obama, depending on which side you're on. I mean, the media, it's so powerful. It really shapes the way we think, and so many of us are willing to allow it to continue to do so. Do you remember Jon Stewart? Do you remember him making fun of how the media was just like ignoring the poll figures for Ron Paul? I think he was like second or third, and Jon Stewart put up the little thing that showed the poll, and the commentator was just skipping right over him. It was pretty funny, but it was like, hey, wait a second. And, you know, my son's generation, they're treating him like a rock star. Plus, Ron Paul is getting a whole lot of attention, but from Obama, from people who are getting disenfranchised by Obama from the left, he's getting a lot of those votes, too. So before you get all mad about him being a spoiler, he is drawing from both sides because a lot of people are angry at Obama for failing on his campaign promises. And it's, you know... Anyway, I was stunned. I was stunned this morning. I was like, whoa, my biggest complaint about Ron Paul is that he would gut our military. And if you've read any of my website, you know I take Islam very seriously. I think our nation is in trouble, not because of Islam or the Muslims or anything out there. It's because of our own sins. It's because of who we've become. It's because of all the perverted, disgusting things that we do in the name of freedom.
So if the baby's toe is in, you can't kill the baby. How about if the baby's foot is in?
You're the one who's making these statements.
I'm not answering these questions. If the baby's head is inside the mother, you can kill the baby.
I think it was George Washington that said that the American government wasn't designed for a godless nation because it can't stand. We were a God-fearing nation. We are exceptional because God was woven into our foundation. It's our foundation. It's woven in the documents. It's amazing all the things that they said, and they've somehow been able to convince us that they weren't, that the founding fathers were not Christian. They were just seeping in it. They used to buy the Bibles for the public schools. There are quotes of them saying that the most important thing a public school can teach comes out of the Bible. Anyway, I think most of us know this. So I was just blown away because God can take a very small group of faithful followers and he can move mountains. He doesn't even need us. I mean, just think about it. God could drop any of them. He could just, yep, bam, heart attack, you're done. He could take Obama out in a second if he wanted to. He could do so much. But the problem isn't President Obama. The problem is us. The problem is we have allowed our kids to go into such dark places. We've been conditioned. They've been chipping away. Every once in a while, somebody on the progressive liberal left would go a little too far too fast, and they would come right out and say, oops, we went too far too fast. They have been leading us in this direction for so long, and we've become so corrupt and perverted and perverse, we don't even realize it. We need to turn around. That's the real problem, America. World Trade Center, I know people don't want to hear this. I know people freaked out when Pat Robertson said it years ago. But God is warning us. That was a warning from God. And I am sorry for all the people who died and the people whose families were there. But if they knew the Lord, they are with him now. This life is not the end of life. This life is nothing compared to eternity, especially eternity with God. God has a purpose and a plan for every single person. And it's getting played out. This is just a temporary place where we get to choose. And when we get in that voting booth, we're going to get to choose. Most of us aren't even paying attention to what the issues are, what's going on. Oh my gosh. If you haven't seen that movie, 2016, Obama's America, you really should see that movie. It's an excellent movie. Yeah, he wants us to go forward and not back. I kept hearing that in the Democrat convention. Forward, not back. Forward, not back. Forward to what? I think we're going to suffer no matter what. We're in a really bad place, America. We are in real trouble, $16 trillion in debt, and we all try to ignore it because we all feel like there's not anything we can do about it. The one thing we can do about it is vote. And all of us are being deceived about Mitt Romney. We can't put our faith into any one man. We need to put it in the Lord. And I know there are so many of us praying. How did we get here? How did we get here? If you have any real faith, ask yourself, do you really believe God is capable of taking a small army and doing amazing things? I say, yes, he can. But we have to call him back. We have to cry out for mercy. We have to seek his face again. Because when the Lord is on your side, nothing can stand against you. Look what Israel did. Look at the Six-Day War. Look at how they survived over thousands of years. 2,000 years without a homeland. No other nation has done that. None. I think 400 years is the longest that any other nation has lasted without a homeland. When God is on your side, or when he has a plan for you. I don't know where Israel is right now. I really fear for them, and I pray for them. Again, that remnant of 144,000 is a lot less than Israel holds today. And I know there's a lot of multiculturalism. There's a huge gay community there. It's a secular mostly. I pray for Israel. Pray they turn around too. Because just like Rabbi Jonathan Cahn said,
there are only two nations in history, in world history, founded and dedicated from their inception upon God. They are Israel and America. America, like ancient Israel, was called to be a light to the nations. It was founded as a new Israel. And like ancient Israel, we would be blessed if we followed God, but if we did not, we would be removed.
God does choose our leaders. And if Bible prophecies are coming true, and this is the end of us, if you don't know them, you might really want to consider it. And for those who do, it may be tough times, but he'll be there with us. Each of us. I don't believe he'll ever forsake us. God bless you. Pray for Israel. Pray for your kids. Pray for our troops. And if you want to be heard, shoot me an email. GenTStays@gmail.com. And we'll set up a call. God bless.